Right, it's an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting. A dirt dauber. Okay, what do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds and lakes? Now, this is bigger than just a mosquito.
It has four wings, you can see.
Yeah, and it skims along the water, you know.
Mosquito.
No, they're bigger than mosquitoes.
They're about this long, generally.
Is it called mosquito hawk?
That's an answer they've got. Okay, what do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push by?
Crib?
Carriage?
Yeah. Okay. This is something that you're going to push, though, you know, that you can take the baby around in.
That would be a carriage.
Okay.
Okay.
Baby carriage.
Right. Okay, if you had a baby in the baby carriage, and you were going to take him outside, what would you say that you were going to? What?
You want to push him around?
Right.
Push him around.
Okay. See, some of these questions, it's just trying to get you to say the word. Now, I'm sorry, if you're cold, it's, you know, this flu's going to...
Yeah, that's all right.
If it bothers you to talk...
No,
to
it's
you.
All right. It don't bother.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Call what?
Nuts that ripen underground.
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say that the boy, what, his father?
Favors.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
What about the behavior?
Oh, okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father? If his behavior is.
No.
You know, if he behaves the same way. You say if he looks like him, then he favors his father, and if he acts like him, then he...
Image of him?
No, I don't know.
No, if he acts like him.
Let me see. So what? How did that go?
I don't know. You have to give me an idea if I answer that. I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe you could say he has ways like his father, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could say something else, I think, that...
He has eyes like his father, or personality like his father, or something like that. That'd be a word.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard it said, you know, he takes after his father?
Yeah, takes after his father, yes. I heard that lots of times.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
Do you use anything like that when you you see a little boy who acts just like his father? Do you ever use things like, he takes after his father, or he has ways like his father, or he features his father, anything like that? Do you ever use one of those?
Right? Those words.
Which one?
Yeah, what would you say the most if you wanted to?
He acts like his father, or takes after his father, mostly.
Okay. What would you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Granny woman.
Alright.
I thought it was midwife. Is that? I don't know.
That's fine. That's all right.
Either one.
Either one.
I don't know.
They call either one.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know of any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that might be used to refer to country people?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm sure that at some time or another, they said something about people in the city.
Call them a town dude or something like that.
All right, that's what
yeah.
we want.
They call them an old countryman.
All right.